Monday's blast occurred in a parking lot outside a government bank just a few kilometers from the capital, Islamabad. On the first business day of the month, many people, especially government employees, line up at the bank to collect their monthly salaries or pensions. Mohammed Salim says he was going to the bank to get his salary when a blast occurred near the gate. He said he ran out of the building and saw many dead bodies. Salim said his child, who was sitting in his car parked in the bank's lot, is still missing. Last month, the number of attacks across the country increased, starting with a suicide bombing in a United Nations office in Islamabad and ending with a massive bombing in a Peshawar market that was the single deadliest act of terrorism since 2007. Also, militants launched an assault on the army headquarters in Rawalpindi, which killed the 9 attackers, more than a dozen soldiers, and several civilians. The Pakistani government has offered up to $5 million for the capture or any information leading to the capture of Pakistani Taliban leader Hakimullah Massoud and more than a dozen other Taliban leaders. The military has pushed deep inside the South Waziristan tribal region bordering Afghanistan. The area is a stronghold for Massoud's fighters, and army officials have pledged to completely wipe out the militants in the region. Sean Moroney, VOA News, Islamabad.